Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Timothy.
This is Timothy.
Timothy, what's up, man? It's Major Williams.
Major, how's it going, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just hanging out here in L.A.
Alright, no doubt, man. First of all, man, how you been doing, man? How's things going for you?
Man, things have been going actually pretty good. Pretty good, man. Just been promoting the album I put out in June, so I've been doing a lot of promotional shows, on the West Coast for the most part right now. So just been doing that and actually working on the second solo album now.
For those who aren't familiar with you, Major, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you're about.
Say it again.
For those listeners that aren't familiar with who you are, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to my listeners, man. Let them know who you are, man.
Just let them know who I am?
Yes.
Okay. When you want me to do that, now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I'm my own?
Huh?
You say I can go ahead and let them know now?
Yeah, man, shoot, man. We're on a live interview about the Gulf, so shoot, man.
That's what's up. It's your boy, Major Williams. Hometown, Dallas, Texas, out of L.A. Cool, got music on Fable Records. Got the album out right now, Next Door Success. Came out June 19th. The single Magazine has been downloaded over 100,000 times thus far, played over a million times thus far on MySpace. So I'm basically just riding the wave, you know, of that success, doing a lot of promotional tours, promotional shows, and, you know.
Major Soya? Hello, Major Soya? I think we lost him. I'm waiting for Major. He's a special guest for tonight. I'm actually waiting for him to come. I don't know what actually happened with them, but I'm waiting for him to call back into the show. I gotta play a song. I don't like the actually the size. This is Timothy. How's everybody listening and tuning in today? We got the one and only Major Williams coming on the show. We just had him. I don't know what actually happened, but hopefully we can get him back. Hopefully he'll call back in a second. I don't know what the issue was with that. But nevertheless, of course, after I have the music, of course, I have the entertainment news going on. So, nevertheless, you know, of course, it's that you're here. You know, for those who cannot be, who all try to show us a listen each and every time, you know, I appreciate you also as well. Where did my guests go? I want to jump into a track. I'm going to wait for me to show y'all until we get Major Wars back on the line. And we're going to talk with him some more, find out what this young man's about, find out what he offers, what he's bringing to the industry, you know, when it's, you know, what can we get out of his music. I want to find all that out from him, you know. In the meantime, this is Shout's Most Music Soul Child for one of his track titles for the night. Let me find out what happened to my guest.
I think I got cut off or something, or my signal dropped over here.
It's cool, man. It's cool with me, man. So, man, I want to ask you, man, first of all, what made you want to become a rapper, man? And how did you actually get started with all this, man?
I guess just by being inspired by music in general. You know, it starts out in your household. If you see everybody else enjoying it and taking a liking to it, you know, you kind of gravitate towards it from that standpoint early on. And, you know, beyond that, it's just, you know, in high school, you know, so we always got to express ourselves creatively to, you know, get away from some of the negative things that's in our neighborhood. So I think that's more so why I gravitated towards, you know, doing music, because it gave me something to do, you know, whether it's been, you know, playing an instrument, whether it's been, you know, in the choir back in the day, couldn't sing a note, but was still in the choir, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
You know, it's been an influence, and I think even more so, you know, with the the whole Southern movement, you know, with Master P and No Limit back in the day, it kind of spawned it even more so, you know?
Okay. Who were some of your musical influences? Who, you know, were some of your big influences, you know, as you come up as a rapper and your influences now?
As far as up and coming, I was like, let's say people like Jodeci, people like, you know, Jay, of course, Pac, Biggie, you know, huge Wu-Tang fan. And, you know, I'm a big fan inspired by the late as well, also, like James Brown, definitely a huge fan of people like Pat LaBelle, Prince. And I like a lot of new people as well, too, people like, you know, Prince and, you know, Fabulous and, you know, Busta and people like that as well, too. So I'm inspired by a lot of those kind of artists.
Okay. All right. What makes your music different from what we're already hearing out here right now?
I think what makes me different as an artist is because it's my story. I think it's a lot of in music now in our culture delivering music. The music a lot of times is similar, but I just feel like from my emotion and my perspective is my opinion, and I'm giving it in a different way. So automatically, that's going to set me apart from the next artist, you know.
Right.
And ultimately, I think you know my song making ability is in our process is a bit different. And, you know, it's just the emotion that you put in it. You know, you can take two artists and give them the exact same hook and exact
right.
same, you know, song, but it's just about your personal take on your emotion, your rhythm, the way you ride a particular track, and it's going to come out totally different.
Right.
You know, because we're in a world and a culture of music where, you know, ain't too many ideas that's original, you know, so you got to, you know, come up with, reinvent some clever ways to say the same stuff in a different way just to continue to enlighten people, you know.
Right. It's understandable. Where are you originally from, if I ask, may I ask?
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised. I came out here, I'm living in L.A. for the last few years, been, you know, in the entertainment industry. My mentor is Jamie Foxx. He's basically taking it on his wing. I've recorded over both of my albums in his studio. And, you know, just, you know, the Dallas boy.
Uh-huh.
But loving L.A.
You have some singles out now, correct? Some singles that you're promoting?
Yeah, I have a single out right now. It's actually doing pretty well. It's called Magazzini. Magazzini has been played over a million times on MySpace, and it's been downloaded over 100,000 times thus far directly off my website, which is majorwilliams.net. And the album that I released June 19th was a free release, you know, just to build momentum. And my plan and goal from that album was to secure, you know, merchandising and branding and doing shows from that. So I was successful at that, you know. So, I mean, it's been downloaded 100,000 times. It's great.
Okay. I listen to your music, you know, I like what I heard, you know, it's good music, you know, I think, you know, I have a chance out here, you know, it's tough business, man, it's crazy, business is crazy right now, but, you know, but you're coming in at a tough time, man, you're trying to, you know, accomplish, you know, your goal, you know, as a, you know, successful artist. Do you plan to have longevity in this music industry?
Definitely. I definitely plan on having longevity. I think, I mean, because I'm attacking it from a different perspective. I'm attacking it. Well, I'm actually, I have a one leg up in a sense because I have the opportunity to watch so many other artists and able to have a longevity in a career in the music industry. So I see myself as a sponge, so I'm able to absorb all that and be able to maneuver in different ways than they then maneuver in and apply them to me and apply to whatever success is going to come my way and whatever I'm going to be blessed with. So I definitely see myself having longevity, you know, in the game. And I'm not just all about just one genre of music. I'm about, you know, just doing music and experimenting. And at the end of the day, just having fun, just relax.
I'm trying to bring my call there. Mr. Me, you're here?
Huh?
Hold, I got you. I'm trying to bring my call. I think she's coming in, man. She has to ask me some questions, man, but I can't get it through. Oh, wow. another question I have for you, man. Miss Nubian?
Yes.
Hi. Major, this is my co-host. She calls to me every now and then when I have great artists on like you, man. Can you just say hello to her?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just, you know, hanging out, having a good time.
That is awesome. I'm just coming in. I hope I don't re-ask the question that Timothy has already asked. Are you working, or would you like to work on any movies, any books, or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I got the acting bug, of course, being here in L.A. I shot my first film, which was my first leading role in this movie called Producing the Hood, directed by Michael E. Wolf, and that was in 2007. So, you know, I've done commercials and, you know, things of that nature, but films, I'm definitely looking forward to getting my hands into that as well, too, you know, along with TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not opposed to that at all.
Major, if I could ask this question, if me, Miss Nubian, and myself, and the fans, or your supporters, listen to your music, what can we expect to get out of your music when we listen to that music?
Well, you're going to get a variety of different things. You're going to get a part of my neighborhood. So if you've never been to my neighborhood, you're going to hear different references and different things about that. I mean, you're going to get a bit of my personality because I like to have a good time. So, of course, I'm going to make some club records, and we're just going to have a good time. I consider myself a somewhat witty person, so you're going to have an opportunity to dissect some real lyrics and probably have to listen to it like 5 different times to actually get what I'm saying, and then like, oh, okay, that was dope. And you're going to get some great production that I've had the opportunity to put my vocals on.
Okay. This music, based on for the length of time that you've been in the industry, what do you think happened to it? And if there's anything about the music industry that you can change, well, what would that be?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say change is good. You know, everything happens for a reason, and I think the cycle of life within the music industry has played its course as far as independent artists is starting to have more control, you know, owning your masters or negotiating for better deals, similar to what Drake did. I've known Drake for over 3 years, and I've seen his grind and his process, you know, which is pretty much my grassroots movement as well also. And so eventually, you know, I see it going in a good place. I think change is great, and they're going to have to bend or they're going to have to fold.
Okay.
But I think the whole game in music in general is turning into a merchandising and marketing and branding and performance tool and a vehicle now. It's not going to be solely about that. They're going to really have to partner with artists rather than using artists as if they're, you know, working for them.
This is a question I have for you, and I noticed a lot of artists did this, but let's say, for instance, Major, your album coming out, you got Gladys Knight's album coming out, you got Drake's album coming out, and you got 56 album coming out. Does that make you nervous because you know you have these big-time people coming out and you're a newcomer coming to the game? Does that make you work harder? Like, oh, do you have doubts about, oh, my album's not going to really sell because they got people going to be paying more attention to them?
Well, I mean, first of all, I tell anyone, if you're doing music, you definitely better have, you know, the ultimate confidence in your abilities to be relevant. So, I mean, when it comes to something like that, I wouldn't even worry about those guys. You know, they do their particular movie, I mean, music, and I do my particular brand of music, and I think it's appealing to my hardcore, small grassroots fans. I'm making the music for them, and so eventually, you know, I think it all ties in because, you know, It's all irrelevant. I wouldn't be intimidated releasing on the same day of, you know, any one of those guys, but it's all a marketing plot. I'll try my best not to release when Drake is or 50 is releasing on that day, though. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to be smart about it now, but I wouldn't be intimidated at all about it because I put in the work as well also.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that in adding on to that right there. How do you feel about a lot of artists out here now push their albums back so that Whitney Houston can actually, you know, release hers? How do you feel about artists doing that? Or would you do the same thing?
I just Actually, I would, but it just depends. Like, a lot of these guys that are doing that are financially comfortable as well also, so and they have a set fan base. So the fan base, they're still in need of their product, you know, so they're still going to be there. They're not going to lose any fans. But if you're an up-and-coming artist building up your buzz and that was what your particular date was, I mean, the people around you, including yourself, should want to stick with it. So, I mean, if I was in that predicament, me being where I am right now as an independent up-and-coming artist, I would have not released my album. But I can see how they can, you know, how the comfort level to do that, because it does sway what they're going to be able to do anyway, which is the outcome of selling their records.
Yeah.
You know?
Besides your album and is there an album coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, I'm working on the second album right now. It's going to be out in October, which is Next Door Success Volume 2. I wanted to do two albums in 3 months, but it's not coming to that point, so it'll be out in October. Mm-hmm. And I just sent out the new single for the second album, which is called Do My Thing. It's a club record. We're actually getting that ready and mixing and mastering today to send it out. I'm actually performing a record tonight at an event that DJ Kid Capri is DJing and hosting that here in Hollywood tonight, just to world premiere. And have the cameras following me as well too, for my little, you know, behind the scenes, so my fans can keep up and see how active I am out here as well also.
Yeah, shout out to Kid Capri, and I've known Kid Capri for quite some time, so shout out to him. I'm waiting on a phone call, man, to do some collaborations, man. I hope I can be on this album, man, when it comes out, man. You know, once I'm on the album, man, it's gonna go gold this first week, of course. But besides your album, what else are you working on?
Well, I've been blessed to kind of work in reverse. I mean, I've mimicked the success of people like Diddy, the success of like Jay and 50, in a sense that they've made a lot of great business moves. So I kind of gravitated towards that. I took a year off in 2007. I did a movie, and I also took some of the little money that I made and invested and partnered up with a shoe company, which is called Vlado Footwear. And I opened up the online shoe store, which is called Major Kicks. I have my own shoes, and from that as well too, I have my own watch line as well too, which is called Magazine Tech. To kind of cross promote with the single that I released, you know, from the album Magazine and then Magazine Tech watches, you know.
Okay. So me and Miss Lumi come to your store, get some sneakers, and we can get some watches and you know, everything else. Maybe you gotta let us know, man. We can go get it. We can go, you know, pick up some watches, some sneakers, you know.
Email me an address. I can have my sister send y'all some stuff out there, man. It's all good.
Yeah, man. You know I do modeling too, man. So, you know,
snap a few shots for me, huh?
And hey, look, if I get a pair of kicks from you, that would be my first pair of tennis shoes. Miss Nubian don't wear shoes like that. I only wear heels.
Oh, I feel honored then. I'm going to have to get you those kicks. I'm going to have to get like a Polaroid on that day.
Oh, that's history. Seriously. I know.
That is history.
Yeah.
But yeah, if y'all get a chance, check out the website too. It's Major Kicks with a Z at the end, .weebly, weebly.com. And you'll see, like, you know, some different variations of kicks that I have on there. But I'll shoot you an email so you can have a link as well also.
Okay, man. You gotta send us something, man. You know, we gotta send. We'll promote over here, of course. You know, some, you know. It's made for male and female, correct? Your sneaker line?
Say it again?
Your sneaker line is made for male and female?
Did I send it to you?
Huh? No, are they made for male and female?
Yeah, they're unisex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so either or, you know, chicks can rock them. I just got the new boys. I know you're probably familiar with them, with the jerk movement, whatever.
I got them
on board. I just did a huge photo shoot with them, you know, rocking the shoes. They shot a video down at the warehouse at the office. So, you know, we're making some moves, man, trying to make some noise, but I'm just dedicating myself to be a true artist. I took off that year or two, and now I'm full-fledged as an artist. I just want to let the business stuff flourish, and now I'm just really trying to make myself relevant as an artist. A lot of people know me here in L.A. and then, you know, in the Hollywood scene, but now it's, you know, since January, and I've been promoting myself as an artist. You know, people have really been, you know, jumping on the bandwagon, and it's been great at the shows.
Yeah, man, you're blowing up all over. You're blowing up, man. People all around the world are getting to know who you are, man. This is another question I ask my guests. 5 years from today, where would you like to see your career?
I'd like to see see it as me still being a thriving artist and me still being something considered as fresh in the music game, but also in a position of power in the sense that I can, you know, empower other people and other artists and bring them on board and give them opportunity to, like, I feel like so many people have given me, you know, on my rise, you know, so that's just what I see myself doing, having successful ventures and companies and, you know, just aligning myself with successful people and like minds and just doing well, you know, from a positive standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Voting for Barack Obama again.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
For the second term,
for the homeboy major.
Since
you mentioned Barack, and did you get a chance to hear any of the speech that he did yesterday to the school kids?
Actually, I've seen like 20 minutes of it online while I was at the studio, but I've seen the entire speech today.
So what was what is your thoughts on that?
From that level of government, period, I think it's always a good thing as far as them paying attention to education and openly trying to address certain issues to empower the kids to have a better education. I mean, me coming from a public school environment, I know there's a lot of things that need to be changed, you know, so I kind of feel like I was abandoned since I taught myself. So I think, you know, they have some good key issues or whatever, and I just think it's a good thing to be addressing it and leave it open for conversation. And hopefully from that conversation some things can, you know, come to pass as far as some resolution on a better educational system. It's important to teachers and giving them, you know, their fair due because they are the educators of the world.
Yeah. And my last question is, out of your whole entire day, no matter what you do or whatever, what is the one thing that you have to stop and do every day?
Pray and yoga.
Pray and yoga?
Pray and yoga, yep.
Okay. And yoga? Okay.
Yep. Hey, that's that LA shit.
Major, you know you don't do no yoga, man.
I'm telling you, Russell Simmons put me on it, man. I'm like, I'm on it now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm on it, man. It's all about health out here, man. You got to be on it, man. It's actually different, though. A lot of people, like a lot of my boys in Dallas, they're like, oh, you doing yoga? That's gay. You know, they say all this, like, crazy stuff, but you just got to, you know, really know what it's about
before
you judge. Because you might end up, you know, appreciating it like I have in life because to be in this kind of business, but to have something that you use as a tool that provides you, personally, in your opinion, serenity and a good balance, you know, throughout a hectic day, I think it's a great tool.
Okay.
Wow. Well, congratulations on everything and everything that you're doing. Make sure you send my kids for real, okay? I definitely want them to check it. but, yeah, congrats. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing it.
I will. I appreciate that. Thank y'all for having me on.
Major, before you go, man, send us the case, man. We would love to have him, man. And another thing, man. Let the listeners know, and don't let this be your last visit, man. You know you can come back by any time, man. You know, of course, man. If you know you need me and Miss Newman, you can call us, man. We're there, 24/7, 12, man. We're there for you, man. Let the listeners know where they can find out more information about your website, your MySpace, your Twitter, your Facebook. Let them know the website addresses.
Yeah, I'm running a mad campaign right now. I'm trying to get, you know, mad people following me on Twitter. My Twitter is at Major Williams. I'm trying to get like a million, if I can, people following me on there. I have a huge campaign. And you can reach out to me on my website, of course, which is majorwilliams.net. You can leave me a personal message there. I always answer and look at all my messages. You can actually go to my website now and download Next Door Success Volume 1 absolutely free. You can see some video footage, some nice pictures I have on there, and just listen to the entire album from the website as well. Also, my MySpace page is, the URL is /major with 2 J's, M-A-J-J-O-R. Or you can just reach out to me on Facebook, you know, /Major Williams. And that's what it is. That's where I be at. I'm all over the net.
Major, man, we appreciate you so much, man. We're grateful to have you, man. Don't let us be that with you once again. Please feel free to come back, man. We'd love to have you over and over again, man. The album's coming out pretty soon. So I know you want to come back and talk to us about that, man, more about the album when that, you know, is near the due date to be released. And once again, man, thanks for coming by, man. We appreciate you, man. Don't forget about our kicks, man.
I'm not. I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna have Kevin send you over the link so you can just pick out which pair you wanted. Then we'll have them wrapped up and send on out there and take me a shot of y'all wearing the kicks or whatever so I can post them up on the website and, you know, show the world I got y'all rocking even out of New York.
All right. We appreciate you, Major.
All right, man. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for having me on.
You too, man.
All right, peace.
Ms. Nubian?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to call you after the show and explain to you the whole
All
situation,
right.
Okay? All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. What's good with you?
It's good. This is Coach from MOE.
Oh, okay. How you doing, man? This show's like 2 minutes, man. So you still got a little time, man. Drink your coffee, man, and eat your donuts, man. I'm getting ready to set that show up right now. So I got 2 minutes, man.
All right, so I just stay on the line?
No, actually, call back in like 2 minutes, because you actually did in another show. I got to switch over to the other show. But you're good, though, man.
All right.
Shout out to Major Williams coming on the show today. I appreciate him so much. Shout out to my co-host, Ms. Nubian. You know, I love her so much. My Korean playing goals, you know, I love her so much. Shout out to her. Here's One Night from, wow. No, we're not going to play One Night. we're going to play Music Soul Child for the night. Now, this is the last song of the day. I love you guys. Stay up, stay strong. And Timothy Hodges out. My next show coming up in about 1 minute. We'll be in the honor with the great MOE. They come on the show to talk with Timothy Hodges. That's why you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a banging show, I'm telling you. You don't want to miss that show. So, Shucks, please tune in.
For one night, I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are. Cause neither of us heart to fall in love all over again. No,
I'm not your man and I'm not your girl, but that's just
I'm not your man and I'm not your girl, but that's just lady tonight.
about you is that you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter.